This is the only news. First days of his presidency, Donald Trump's effort yesterday to undo his suggestion a day earlier that the fight against the coronavirus should perhaps include the use of a disinfectant in the body. He told reporters his remarks had been taken out of context, that he was being sarcastic. A video recording of his words showed that was not the case. When he asked his virus task force coordinator, Dr. Deborah Birx, if the use of disinfectant or ultraviolet light, S therapeutics, should be investigated, she responded she had never heard of that. Among other reactions prompted by Mr. Trump's words, warnings from the Surgeon General, the makers of Lysol and Clorox, and health officials across the country, all warning that the misuse of disinfectants could have fatal results. Clearly anticipating a torrent of questions about all this, Mr. Trump never mentioned the issue at yesterday's coronavirus news briefing and abruptly left without taking questions. It was the shortest White House briefing since the COVID-19 outbreak hit the United States. Critics call the incident an example of the president's disdain for science. Nobel Prize-winning physicist Stephen Chu said, quote, "This isn't science, it's something else." White House spokesman Judd Deere hit back, claiming any suggestion that the president does not value scientific data or the important work of scientists is patently false. Meanwhile, the onslaught of the pandemic has now caused more than 2.8 million infections worldwide. Johns Hopkins University puts the COVID-19 death toll above 197,000. The case count here in the United States is over 905,000, with just under 52,000 fatalities. Still, some American states, including Georgia, South Carolina, and Oklahoma, have begun a limited reopening of their economies. The state of Alaska is paving the way for restaurants, retail, and other businesses to open their doors with limits in place. In Michigan, Governor Gretchen Whitmer is allowing golf and boating to resume, but she has extended her stay-at-home order through the middle of May. This is VOA News. There is so far no movement toward a reopening by state compacts here in the United States. They've pledged a joint response to the virus outbreak. One of those groups includes Massachusetts, a virus hotspot, where the number of COVID-19 cases is climbing toward 51,000, third highest in the country, with more than 2,500 deaths. Also in that compact is New York, which yesterday said its latest daily loss of lives was 422, the fewest since early March. But the total numbers in New York have been horrendous. More than 271,000 cases and over 21,000 deaths. Adequate testing remains an issue in many parts of the United States. According to Johns Hopkins University, about 4.7 million COVID-19 tests have been administered so far in a nation of 330 million people. Researchers at Harvard University say 500,000 tests a day or more are needed before the American economy can be safely reopened. Elsewhere in the world, India has announced an easing of its shutdown that affects 1.3 billion people. India has had 24,000 infections with 780 reported deaths. France says it will end its nationwide lockdown on May 11th, just shy of 2 months after it began. Parents can choose whether or not to send their children back to school. The French have suffered well over 22,000 COVID-19 fatalities and just under 160,000 cases. Europe's hardest-hit nation, Spain, with 22,500 coronavirus deaths, is easing its ban on outdoor activities this weekend. Belgium says after May 3rd, its hospitals will widen their activities to non-essential procedures and allow textile shops to open for business. For now, Britain is holding to its extended lockdown as the COVID-19 hospital death toll in the UK fast approaches the 20,000 mark. For the 10th straight day, China, where the pandemic began, is reporting no deaths and only 12 new cases, 11 of them from outside the country. And South Korea continues its run of days when new cases have been under 20. The latest count is 10. Several nations, including the United Kingdom, France, Germany, and South Africa, have joined what the World Health Organization has called a landmark collaboration to fight the coronavirus pandemic. The initiative is designed to accelerate work on tests, drugs, and vaccines, and to share them around the globe. Notably missing from the group is the United States. President Trump says he is ending his country's financial aid to the WHO. The U.S. Navy is recommending the reinstatement of the aircraft carrier captain fired for sending an email pleading for faster action to protect his crew from the coronavirus. The chief of naval operations, Admiral Mike Gilday, says Captain Brett Crozier should be given back the command of his aircraft carrier, the Theodore Roosevelt. The decision now is up to U.S. Defense Secretary Mark Esper, who says he needs time to make that decision. Via remote, I'm Gene Randall, and this is VOA.